Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We know you spend a lot of time online. Well, so do we. Here's tonight's edition of Clickbait on the Alex Dano Show.
You know, God bless Floyd Mayweather. He's working so hard to try and convince people that his opponent actually has a chance. But he's only doing that so he can just laugh at everybody afterwards. And also, Floyd's got to be thinking about the legacy here. Because, you know, in reality, you shouldn't have to question 49-0 what he's accomplished. I know he's not always fought everybody in their prime. He fought Manny Pacquiao a few years too late, fought Canelo Alvarez a few years too early. So, okay, if you really want to, you can pick apart Floyd Mayweather's resume. Overall, though, to me, 49 years old, beat everybody soundly that was put in front of him. Maybe not the best ever, but best defensive fighter ever and one of the greatest of all time. But I think Mayweather is, he's very aware of the fact that he's about to go 50-0 and break Rocky Marciano's record. 49-0 is Marciano. Greatest record ever. Floyd is about to pass that in a joke of a fight, in a fight where his opponent doesn't have a chance. So rather than trash talking the way he normally does, I'm going to beat this bum. He's a loser, doesn't deserve to be in the same ring with me, which is all true. Rather than selling the fight that way, I think he's so concerned about at least convincing people that Conor McGregor has a chance that he says something this ridiculous. This is what Mayweather had to say about the odds for this fight on First Take.
He's taller, has a longer reach. He's a bigger man from top to bottom. A lot younger, so youth is on his side. And I've been off a couple years. So, and now I'm in my 40s. So, you know, if you look at everything on paper, it leans towards Conor McGregor.
Everything on paper leans towards Conor McGregor. I think you skipped over the only stat that matters. You're 49-0 in boxing. He's 0-0 in boxing. I think that's a pretty important thing to put on the paper, right? Wouldn't you put that in the paper? That you're 49-0. You have soundly beaten everyone put in front of you. Conor McGregor has never boxed before. But yeah, you only bring up, oh, he's bigger than me. He's taller than me. He's younger than me. On paper, he should kick my ass. Well, no, because I think a pretty important stat for that paper is the fact that you've boxed before and he hasn't. How about that? Isn't that a little bit important? And here's Mayweather. I think this is a little bit more honest.
This can't be a defensive fight.
Excuse me?
I got to go to him. I got to go to him.
Are you saying that you're going to go to Conor McGregor?
I got to go.
You're not going to back up. You're going to go to him.
I have to go to him.
Why?
I gotta do what I gotta do. Because I owe the public for the Pacquiao fight. Since they wasn't pleased with the Pacquiao fight, they're gonna be pleased with this fight right here.
See, I like that. At least admit that I stole your money 2 years ago. You know, for everybody out there, for the millions of people who spent $100 on that Pacquiao fight, and it wasn't all Mayweather's fault. Pacquiao fought like a bum, had a bad shoulder in that fight, shouldn't have fought in the first place. But that was not worth the money anybody spent on it. So I appreciate the candor of Mayweather coming out and saying, you know what? I owe people a good fight after that overhyped, under-delivering piece of garbage that Manny Pacquiao and I provided 2 years ago. I appreciate him saying that. Do you believe Floyd, though? 56022 on the plumbers911.com text line. Please don't text and drive. Do you believe him, though, when he says he's really going to take it to McGregor and be aggressive? It's never been Floyd's MO. He's gone virtually his entire career counterpunching. Amazing defense, amazing head movement, but he's never
consistently taken the fight to his opponents. Is this really the time at age 40 that he delivers on that and brings fireworks? I think it might be, and I'll tell you why. Going up against somebody who, on paper, should be ill-equipped to deal with him, boxing-wise, right? If you take the kicks, the knees, the takedowns, the elbows out of the equation for Conor McGregor, this is not the UFC. It's not his type of fight. He should be ill-equipped to hang with Floyd striking. So if Floyd gets comfortable those first couple of rounds and realizes this guy can't hurt me because he can't hit me, that should give him the opening to be aggressive and search for a knockout. And I think Floyd needs it. I really think he does. Because how else does Floyd win here in the court of public opinion? If you just cruise to a decision 12 rounds and don't really throw anything, if you cruise to a decision over a guy that you're supposed to beat, what does that do for you exactly? What does it do for your reputation? What does it do for your legacy? All it does is get you paid and get to 50-0. Maybe that's enough for him, right? Maybe the $200 million he's going to make from this fight, maybe that speaks for itself, and he doesn't care how good he looks coming out of it. But if you really want to win in the eyes of fans, I think you've got to put McGregor to the canvas. You've got to TKO him, or better yet, knock him out. Because if it is a decision where McGregor shows some grit, shows some survival, and maybe steals a couple of rounds, but Floyd still cruises, that makes McGregor look better because he's the guy who's not supposed to do anything. If he gets through 12 rounds with Floyd Mayweather, I think McGregor comes out looking pretty good in this thing. So you may be wondering, well, how does Mayweather knock him out when he's got no power? He doesn't knock out anybody. Volume. He lands enough punches, he'll wear him down, TKO him, right? Because I expect he should be able to, on paper, land more punches against Conor McGregor than virtually anyone he's ever faced before. So I think that the end could come for Floyd by TKO. You wear him down enough, fifth round, sixth round, seventh round, you steal his soul with a TKO. I think that's how that thing would have to go for Floyd Mayweather Jr. On Floyd being aggressive, Texter writes in, he won't do it at the off chance that Conor lands a flush left hand and knocks him the hell out. And that's McGregor's only chance in this fight. Although you're taking the 4-ounce gloves away from him for the 10-ounce boxing gloves, going to take some of that power away from Conor immediately. But that would be the only thing that makes Floyd hesitate. Catching a counter, that would be the only thing that would make him hesitate in this fight. No, Alex, I don't believe it. Trying to get those last rounds of pay-per-view buys. If he did take it to him, wrote some nasty words I can't read, that he would get the bleep knocked out by McGregor. It's all about increasing pay-per-view viewers and increasing his take of the money. This fight is so fake, it's making me not want to watch it. If they would stop BSing, I would be more interested from Cookie Monster. So did anybody decide not to order it based on the media circus or not watch it? Because some of the things that were said on that world tour were pretty appalling. But I don't know if it really made anybody decide, you know what, I was planning on watching this at the sports bar. I was planning on buying it. Now I'm not going to. Dono, I don't give a bleep what Mayweather says. He needs to pay me to watch this fight. And thank you, Floyd, for your honesty from Horndog. We'll continue to tweet him for my refund from the Pac-Man fight, he writes. Oh, man. You know there's going to be people asking for refunds after this one as well. I guarantee you it's going to happen. Right? Because people don't know what they're spending their money on. You're spending your money on a spectacle. You're spending your money on an event. You're spending your money on a circus. If you think you're buying Ali versus Frazier, you're going to be sadly disappointed in this thing. I'm not saying you shouldn't spend your money on it. I'm going to. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy the walkouts. I'm going to enjoy the stylistic matchup. I'm going to enjoy the stare downs. I'm going to enjoy the body language, but I'm not expecting a knock them out, drag them out, 12-round epic for the ages. I'm not expecting that. You have to know what you're getting into with this one. And just like you should know what you're getting into with preseason football, right? Don't overhype yourself for Dolphins versus Falcons tomorrow night. This is not about watching Jay Cutler. He's not playing tomorrow. A couple people were asking me, by the way, if Jay Ajayi is playing tomorrow. Don't expect to see Jay Ajayi. That wasn't confirmed yesterday, but he's still in the concussion protocol as of yesterday. And Adam Gase told us yesterday he would be hard-pressed to play Jay Ajayi tomorrow night. Don't expect to see Ajayi. Expect to see a heavy dose of Kenyon Drake and a little Damian Williams as well, and some Storm Johnson. That's a guy to watch tomorrow night. If you expect to carry four running backs this year, I would love to see Storm Johnson, former UCF standout, and you may remember he had a cup of tea at the University of Miami before transferring. That would have been a match made in heaven. If he could have stayed a Cane, got a Miami Hurricane named Storm, that was a match made in heaven that didn't work out. But Storm Johnson is now a Miami Dolphin fighting for a roster spot. You're not watching this game tomorrow night to see Jay Ajayi or Jay Cutler or Cameron Wake and Dominican Sue or Laramie Tunsil, who just had a child. Congratulations to him. He's not playing tomorrow night. Mike Pouncey won't be playing in the preseason game. Ted Larson has got a bum bicep, so he's not playing tomorrow. You're not watching to see those guys tomorrow night. You are watching to see the Storm Johnsons and the Jakeem Grants and the Cordray Tankersleys and the Charles Harrises of the world. You're watching young players or guys battling for positions. You're watching Davin Godshaw, I think is how he likes it said, and Vincent Taylor. Like, you're watching rookies with something to prove. You're watching second, third-year guys. You're watching undrafted free agents trying to get a roster spot. Like, that's what you watch in the first preseason game and the fourth preseason game, for that matter. Right? Like, if you're actually looking to watch, like, a competitive half of football with starters out there, that's why you watch the dress rehearsal, the third preseason game. And that this year is going to be the Dolphins at the Philadelphia Eagles. That's going to be the third preseason game. So that's when you're actually going to see Jay Cutler probably play damn near two quarters of football when you're in Philadelphia. And, you know, a lot of people talking about fantasy football and gambling tonight. I've got the weirdest thing going. I was talked into this by our own Manny Chang, who's not working tonight, so I can make fun of him with impunity. But I got talked into this by Manny Chang. He and I, we've got a preseason bet. Like, who does that? Who does a preseason bet? Because he's a big Eagles fan. I'm a big Dolphin fan. So whoever loses that third preseason game, as if the results matter, has to wear the kilt to the next show. I've got that Scottish kilt in the back of my closet that I had to wear to the Miami Florida State game last year. I figure we've got to adapt the terms of this, right? Because, like, can we make it whoever wins the first half? Because the final score is not going to mean jack, right? Like, you might have, what if Jay Cutler goes out there in Philadelphia, throws three touchdown passes in the first half, and yet, you know, the Eagles with their fourth stringers score a bunch of touchdowns in the fourth quarter and the Dolphins lose 28-21. I feel like we need to adapt this bet to whoever wins the first half when the starters are out there. That's who really takes the cake here. Because if I lose on some, like, backdoor cover by a fourth stringer scoring a touchdown, I'm not going to be happy about this.
You have to wear a kilt, or whoever loses the bet has to wear a kilt,
yeah,
to the studio or to an actual Dolphins game.
Ooh. You know, here's the thing. I don't know if I could swing that, because I cover these Dolphins games in an official capacity. Like, would I get my credential taken away if I wear a kilt to the game? I love how Matt is, like, shaking his head. Like, you're trying to instigate this. Like, no, you'd be fine, bro. You'd be fine.
Wait, so the original bet was wearing a kilt to the studio?
Yeah, wearing a kilt to the studio for a show. Which is already embarrassing enough, because there's other people who work in this building.
The, like, only person who will see you and make fun of you is Channing Crowder. And that in itself is pretty scary.
That's not entirely true, though. I mean, that in itself would be fun and exciting, but I've got to walk by executives. Like, what if the big boss Steve Carver is here that day? Because sometimes he's out of the office taking meetings. But what if I have to walk by Mr. Carver? I have to walk by, like, five or six salespeople. I've got to walk by KISS DJs and Power 96 DJs. Well, I've got to walk by management. That's humiliating enough.
You better hope you can rock that kilt then, let me tell you.
God, I got the legs for it. You see that? Although, like, what would be the move? Because if I have to wear the kilt again, like, do I have to shave my legs? Does that look better? Or does it look better? Like, I need to get, like, the long plaid socks going? Because I don't know. Like, I have a bad feeling I'm going to lose this bet.
Definitely need the long plaid socks.
The long plaid
definitely socks.
Definitely.
And maybe some penny loafers to go along with the kilt.
You know, I don't own penny loafers. I don't know who does. I feel like I've got a couple of friends who own penny loafers. I own like cheap sneakers, and I own one pair of dress shoes I own one pair of flip-flops, and that's about it. No penny loafers in my closet.
I think men, you know, wearing kilts is in now in the United States. Kanye West wears a skirt every once in a while.
Because I want to be like him.
I'm trying to think. Travis Scott. Dono, that's right up your alley, right? Travis Scott, Kanye West.
Who's Travis Scott?
Oh, man.
Who is that? I don't know who
that is.
Rapper. Oh, see, okay, now, yeah, you lost me immediately. Is that somebody actually like Travis Scott? That doesn't sound like a rapper name.
We'll come back with this song at the next segment.
I thought to be a rapper, you've got to be Lil something. Like L-I-L has to be before your name. Like I've never heard of this Travis Scott.
This should be called the Lil D Show.
And you're going to get way too good of a look at that when I'm wearing the kilt. That's going to be the problem. Get a Lil D. 56022 on the plumbers911.com text line. You can get in via the phone lines at 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. Let's talk to Cookie Monster here on WQAM. What's up, Cookie?
Hey, yo, Lil D.
Oh, great. It's already catching on. Nice job, Solana.
What's up, bro? You going to be a
true story. When it was like 3 years ago when I first started doing this show, like a solo show, because I used to do shows with Guzio before that and shows with other people. But when I first started doing this show, I desperately tried to make it catch on that instead of the Alex Dono show, we call this the ADS. Like ADS would be the name of my show. I tried to force that on America for like 2 weeks. It didn't catch on with anybody. I had to give it up. But maybe Lil D will catch on.
No, don't do that. It's going to ruin your image.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Lil D?
How about Big D?
How about Lil Dono?
That sounds way worse. I don't know.
Bro, I wanted to talk about the fight, man. Yeah, it's been 3 years, bro. I'm sorry.
No, for Mayweather-Pacquiao, that was 2 years ago.
No. It's been 3 years since you've been on air.
I think so. Maybe two. No, it's been 3 years. Yeah, 2014. Yeah, it's been 3 years. So, summer of 2014.
Dude, your family, bro. I've been listening to you that long.
I appreciate it, man. You know what? No lie, you listen to more of my shows than my own wife. Like, she gets so bored. Like, seriously. Like, you and I, this is like a common law marriage that we have. My own wife doesn't listen as much as you do.
Yeah, man, we get divorced, you know. I gotta take some of that money, bro.
There you go. There's no money to take, my friend. Don't hold your hands out for nothing.
Listen, bro, about that Mayweather fight, I was hearing you talking about it. I was like, I gotta jump on. Bro, come on, man. This is already getting ridiculous, bro. This is so staged. It is so staged that it's sad. Honestly, if they would have held back some of these antics that they're doing, I would probably be more interested in the actual fight.
And you hear these stories about them, like, sharing the same private jet and, like, giving each other hugs. Like, you do get the sense that there's really no hate whatsoever between the two of these guys. And I'm not saying the fight's going to be fake. Like, I think what happens in the ring is going to be real. But the buildup to this, it seems very fake to me, Cookie, because I think the two of these guys, I think they respect each other's swag and trash talk. I think they're having fun with this.
Yeah, bro. They sound like if they were best friends for years.
Yeah.
I mean, I was hearing, at the beginning, I was listening to all those, because it was all over Twitter. Oh, God, in New York. Oh, dude, they were saying literally the same exact thing from city to city. From city to city, the same exact thing. I already know Mayweather's speech. Easy work? Where's the easy work? Point at it, and that's it. That's all he will say the whole time. Where's the easy work? Point at it. He'll talk about his money, and that's it. Then Conor would just make fun of him and walk around with his arms open, showing whatever type of dress or whatever he had on that day. And me personally, I'm not going to watch the fight. If someone invites me to watch the fight, I'll go ahead, I'll bring some liquor, some beer, and I'll watch it.
Well, okay, like you can't say you're not going to watch it, but as soon as somebody, like, you are going to watch it then, because you're going to have a friend or a neighbor watching it. You're going to find a way to watch it.
Right, but I won't pay for it. But guess what? If I don't get an invite, I'm not going to watch it. I know for sure.
Nobody invite Cookie Monster. Boycott the invite. Don't send him an invite.
No, send... invites are welcome, but I wouldn't care if I don't get an invite. But you, come on, bro. You know about fights. You know what it's about. I mean, look at the John Jones fight.
What about it? That was fantastic.
That was a fight. You could tell that was a fight because they didn't talk about it. They didn't talk about it. Like the fighters, they weren't making the show. Oh man, I can't wait to kill him, bro. It's just, you know what it is. I dislike you. You dislike me. We're gonna take it down in the fight. And I felt bad for him, bro.
Well, let me let you run on that note. But no, listen, John Jones, Daniel Cormier last month, better fight than Mayweather McGregor is gonna be. Then in boxing, Triple G Canelo in September, better fight than Mayweather McGregor is going to be. Doesn't mean I'm not gonna watch it though. We'll take more calls on the other side. Preseason Dolphin calls, Hurricane quarterback calls. They're still deciding whether to have full contact for the quarterbacks this coming Saturday. You think that's a good idea? It's a good idea to risk injury if that also means finding how these guys handle themselves under pressure. Is the risk worth the reward to have Malik Rozier, Evan Sheriffs, and the Golden Boy, Nikosi Perry, to have them suspect to full contact? Is it worth it? The Alex Donner Show continues next here on WQAM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.